I mentioned earlier how we have a former Republican presidential candidate who campaigned on climate change, how we have a Republican senator who is a co-sponsor of a climate fee bill, how we have a Republican senator who voted for Waxman Markey when he was in the House, how we have Republican senators who have spoken for carbon fee. All of that happened before 2010. What happened in 2010 that drove every Republican back underground on this issue? I'll tell you what happened. The United States Supreme Court decided a case called Citizens United. And the instant they decided Citizens United, the Koch brothers and the big polluters put enormous amounts of money into elections. And they didn't just put the money into elections between Republicans and Democrats, they put money into elections between Republicans and Republicans. They went into primary elections, and they went after Republicans who were not consistent with their orthodoxy on climate change. Unless you were a denier, they either punished you or threatened you. And since that time, that's why there has been silence on the Republican side. It's not because there's not a tradition of Republicans caring about the environment. The Environment Protection Agency was established by a Republican president. Theodore Roosevelt was our greatest conservationist. There is a Republican tradition of this. There's a Republican tradition of standing up to the big money and sticking up for regular people. But not since Citizens United. Not since that baleful decision cast an absolute avalanche of dark money, of unlimited money and anonymous money into the elections.